The reason you go to church is to get the truth. Because this is supposed to be telling you information from the homeland, not information from the culture.
Dr. Tony Evans says we're living in a day of disconnected believers, spiritual orphans who grab onto trendy yet untruthful views.
The most important thing a believer needs is to be part of a church that Jesus has built in order to advance the kingdom of God.
This is The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans, author, speaker, senior pastor of Oak Cliff Bible Fellowship in Dallas, Texas, and president of The Urban Alternative. The power to go on when times get tough comes from God, but Dr. Evans says God often sends it to us by way of the believers around us. Let's join him as he begins.
I want to talk to you today about God's love, which is His church. I want to start off with a very strong statement. Any Christian who's abandoned the church has abandoned God. Any Christian who abandons the church has just kicked God to the curb. Any Christian who says, I don't need to gather with the family of God, sure, in a wise way, in a safe way, has told God, when you died on the cross for your church, it ain't all that and a bag of chips. Ecclesiology, my first love, is the doctrine of the church. The church is God's centerpiece in history. So passionate is God about the church that in 1 Corinthians 3, verses 16 and 17, he says, I will destroy anybody who messes with it because it is the place of God's dwelling. But the problem is, and the reason why people can diminish it, downgrade it, and not respond appropriately to it is that they really don't understand it. They have limited to a place I go once a week to worship. Now, it is that, but it is so much more. God has a program in history. That program in history, if you have been around us for a while, is His kingdom. His kingdom is His rule. God's rule is expressed through the word kingdom. It is the central theme of the Bible, and it is God's purpose in history. God's purpose in history is His rule. When He established history, He placed man in the center of it because it would be through man that that historical goal will be reached, which is the manifestation of His rule on a worldwide basis. Under the authority of Jesus Christ. Throughout biblical history, over 1,500 years, 66 books written by 40 different authors, there are a number of administrations. That is, mechanisms that God used in order to unveil His kingdom program. His first mechanism was Adam. Adam was to unveil the program of God that was to be worldwide, be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth, and he was God's administrative agent. But because of sin, there was a change in administration. There was a new dispensation, there was a new organization, there was a new representation in order to advance the one purpose, which is God's kingdom advancement, His rule in history. Without going through all of them, the next major one would be Abraham to establish the nation Israel. That's why when Jesus came to the Jewish nation, he says, the kingdom of God is at hand. And if they would have embraced the king, the kingdom would have come then. But instead, they rejected the king, and that postponed their administration. Because acceptance of God's rule is necessary for the administrative program to work. But because he was rejected, that administration did not bring in the kingdom. So God chose another administration, a new representative group. In Matthew chapter 16, verse 18, Jesus says, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it, and I will give my church the keys to the kingdom. So that whatever it binds on earth will be bound in heaven, whatever it loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. I will build my church. The Greek word for the word church is the word ekklesia. Now, when you hear the word church, again, you think of the building you come to for worship. You are coming to church. We know what we mean by that. We come for worship, we come for fellowship, we come for biblical instruction, we come for ministry opportunities. All of those are ingredients, but beneath that is a deeper concept. That when you say you are part of the church and part of a specific church, there is a deeper understanding that needs to be brought into the equation if you're going to understand the word church to know whether you even belong to a church. And he says in Matthew 18, I will build my church upon this rock. But the only meaning of the church that the people knew was a legislative body. America has embassies all around the world. An American embassy in any noted country is a little bit of America a long way from home. Wherever you find an American embassy, you will find the laws of America operative. Because an embassy is operating with the laws of the homeland, not the laws of the foreign land in which it is located. It is a legally binding entity. All embassies are sovereign territory. They do not belong to the country they are in. They belong to the country they're from. That's why if you get in trouble and you're overseas, you want to get through that embassy gate. Because if you get through that embassy gate, you're in America now. Even though you're on foreign soil, because that is America on foreign soil. So when Jesus says, I will build my church, he wasn't just saying, I'm going to build a place for you to go for an hour or two on Sunday morning to sing, to pray, to praise, to preach. I want to build a legislative body that can grab heaven and draw it down to earth. I want to grab a body that where the laws of heaven rule, not the laws of the country in which they are located, called worldliness. So what God is after when he said church is he's building an entity in history that can grab eternity and suck it into time. So to become a member of a church is to become part of God's legislative body. To become part of God's drawdown into history. A church is a community of the redeemed whose task it is to represent the kingdom of God in the affairs of mankind. He says, I will build my church on a rock. The Greek word for rock in Matthew 16, 18 is the word Petra. Petra was used of a collection of stones that had been knitted together to form a rocky ledge or a rocky cliff. 1 Peter chapter 2 says, ye are all living stones come together to form one spiritual house. So what the church is God's house in order to be the mechanism through which heaven would be visited in history. So when you say you're going to church, It ought to be saying, I'm going to the city council meeting. I'm going to the school board meeting. I'm going to the heaven meeting. So we can see what's on the heavens docket today. Because I'm going to the place where heaven rules, where the embassy of God is located.
Dr. Evans will have more for us on the church when he continues our message in just a moment. First, though, I wanted to encourage you to take advantage of our special offer that includes your personal copy of Tony's brand new teaching series, The Return. In it, Dr. Evans takes a look at the mechanisms God's given us to plug into his network of believers who are finding ways to serve and improve the lives of those around them. Christians are called to be salt and light to the world, to preserve goodness, and to point the way to God's life-changing truth. The Return can help you find ways to be an effective believer, actively living out a life of purpose and fulfillment for the Lord. All 13 full-length messages from this two-volume series can be yours as our gift when you make a contribution to help support Tony's ministry here on the radio and around the world. Along with the audio collection, we'll also include his popular booklet, The Grace of God, which will help you understand the Lord's greatest gift and why we literally can't live without it. Visit us today at tonyevans.org or give us a phone call day or night at 1-800-800-3222 and let one of our resource team members help you. That's 1-800-800-3222. I'll repeat that information for you after part two of today's lesson and this.
Does the rising price of eggs make you want to crack? At the Tony Evans Training Center, we hear you. That's why we're lowering our subscription fee. Christopher, a TETC user, says, "This is an answer to prayer. This ministry has made a vital impact on my walk. It may not sound like a lot, but with a large family, every dollar counts. We want to bless your journey. Visit TonyEvansTraining.org to subscribe today and explore the kingdom of God."
Another name for the word church in the Bible is temple. The end of Ephesians 2, talking about the church, he says, "And you are the temple of the Holy Spirit." So he uses an Old Testament word to explain a New Testament church. So let me tell you about the temple. The temple was situated in the midst of Israel. It started off as the tabernacle. It became the temple, and it sat in the midst of the 12 tribes. The 12 tribes, the nation, all centered around the temple. And God's glory inhabited the temple. God's presence was right in the middle of his people. So when the people wanted to know how to run their lives, how to run their community, how to run their families, how to run their lives, they would get information from the temple. And the temple, which was where God was, would ferret out the information, God's law, to the people through the priest so that they would know how to tell the people how heaven wanted them to run their lives. And he told them, don't listen to how the nation tells you to run your life. Don't listen to how the culture tells you to run your life. Listen to what the temple has to say. This is why Paul tells Timothy of the church in 1 Timothy chapter 3, these words, referring to the church with this temple concept. He says in 1 Peter 3, verse 14, I'm writing these things to you, hoping to come to you before long, but in case I'm delayed, I'm writing so that you will know how one ought to conduct himself in the household of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and support of the truth. He says, the reason you go to church is to get the truth. You don't go to church to find out what the media says, what the politicians have to say, what your posse has to say, what your daddy had to say, what your mama had to say. You only come to the temple for one reason. What did God say on the subject? It is the ground and pillar of the truth. If every place else is lying, the one place you should get the truth is the church. Because it's supposed to be telling you information from the homeland, not information from the culture. Only the church of Jesus Christ has been given the keys to the kingdom. Let me say that again. Only the church of Jesus Christ in its many locations and manifestations, has been given authorization to the kingdom. Politicians don't have the keys. See, if we spent more time on the kingdom and the church and less time on Democrats and Republicans, we'd be a lot further. Because politicians don't have the keys. Social activists don't have the keys. They don't have the keys. They got some information here and some information there. They don't have no key. Only the church has been given the keys to the kingdom. Authorization to enter the rule of God and draw it down to earth. So the most important thing a believer needs is to be part of a church that Jesus has built, based on the truth, the ground and pillar of the truth, in order to advance the kingdom of God. But today we're living in a day of spiritual orphans, people who are disconnected, and others who are part of a spiritual foster care. They just bounce around from place to place, never settling in on God's covenanted community. Let me show you how serious and how central the church is. Jesus says in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 22, and he, God, put all things in subjection under his, Jesus' feet, and gave him, Jesus, as head over all things. So Jesus is running the show from up there. But notice the last words, gave him as head of all things to the church. He's over all things, but the all things that he's over don't know he's over them. Because even though he's over all things, he's only been given the one thing. And the one thing he's been given to is the church. And what is the church's job? Verse 23, which is his body. The fullness of him who fills all in all. In other words, Jesus is over all things, but the all things don't know Jesus is over them because Jesus has only been given to the one thing, not the all things that he's over. So even though he's over all things, he's only been given the one thing. But the one thing he's been given to is the body. The job of a body is to fulfill the dictates of the brain. So whatever the brain says, the body does. So the way the all things know that Jesus is over them is that the body is taking Jesus everywhere to notify them that Jesus is in charge up in here. Up in here. Jesus is over all things, but he wants to let the world know it through the church, because that is his administrative kingdom mechanism. God's not going to skip the church house to fix the White House. It is only when his church is a kingdom gathering waterhole for the rule of God that the presence, power, of God is going to be made manifest in culture. Here's why every able-bodied Christian is to be a functional member of a legitimate local church. He says in verse 23 of Hebrews 10, let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. And let us consider how to stimulate one another to love and good deeds, not forsaking our own assembling together as is the habit of some. Oh, so some had developed this habit of not assembling together. They had said, I'm staying in bed, okay? Because it's too tough out there, okay? As is the habit of some. Not that they did it sometime, it had become their habit. But encourage one another, and all the more as you see the day drawing near. He says, do not forsake encouraging one another, but don't use encouraging one another as a reason to stay home. Talking about, I can pick up my phone and call somebody to encourage him. He says, not forsaking your own assembling as you see the day approaching. Now, the reason he has to tell them this is because the saints in Hebrews were going through a hard time. And he says, if life is getting harder, you need the church more, not less. He says, the reason that you have the church is because God wants you to be an encourager to somebody else who's in my family, and he wants somebody in the family to be an encourager to you. The idea is to develop kingdom people who represent the kingdom of God through the church. In every football game, there's 17 minutes of contact. 17 minutes where people are actually hitting somebody. That's it, just 17 minutes. Approximately 17 minutes. But it's a one-hour game. Every football game is a one-hour game. But there's only 17 minutes of actual contact. That one-hour game is part of a three-hour experience. Because you're sitting for 3 hours to watch 1 hour so you can see 17 minutes. It's going to take you 2 hours to get to the game, park, walk, and get into the service. It's going to take you 2 hours to sit 3 hours to watch 1 hour so you can see 17 minutes. When you leave, it's going to take you another couple of hours or so to walk out, get to your car, work through all of the things in order to get back home. So that's 7 hours where you sat 3 hours so you could watch 1 hour so you could see 17 minutes. You're going to pay your tithes to get in. And not complain about the cost of the ticket because you decided it's worthy of your investment. And then when you get home, you're going to turn on SportsCenter, NFL Network, and review the sermon that you just said 3 hours to watch 1 hour to see 17 minutes. Then tomorrow at work, you're going to be talking to your people about what happened on Sunday and anticipate what's coming up in next week's service at the football game. But help me out. What has your team done for you lately? If you can give all of that to folk who ain't going to take you nowhere, if you can give all of that for folk who sometimes up and sometimes down, how much should you give to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords? How much should you give to the one who died on the cross in your place for your sins? How much should you give for the one who blesses you, cares for you, wakes you up in the morning, sends you on your way, meets your need, gives you a job, food on your table, clothes on your back, roof over your head? Don't tell me it's too long to drive. It's too far to walk. It's raining outside. It's cold outside. If you didn't have him, there'd be nothing outside. So you ought to give him the glory, do his name as part of his church.
Dr. Tony Evans, reminding us of the importance of Christian fellowship and the love and power the Lord offers when we gather in his name. Today's message was called Returning to God Through the Church, and it's available as a part of Tony's 2-volume, 13-lesson series, The Return. Remember, if you contact us within the next few days and make a contribution to help us keep Tony's teaching on this station, we'll send you the Return audio collection on CD or digital download, along with his booklet, The Grace of God, all as our way of saying thanks. The details are all online at tonyevans.org. Or give us a call at 1-800-800-3222. Our resource center never closes, so there's no need to wait. That's 1-800-800-3222. When we became Christians, Jesus saved us from hell. But that doesn't mean we won't find ourselves standing before the judgment seat of Christ. Tomorrow, Dr. Evans will take a look at how God will evaluate the things we do that have eternal significance. Be sure to join us for that. The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans is brought to you by The Urban Alternative and is made possible by the generous contributions of listeners like you.